Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And welcome in for hour number two. Got more fishing info to talk about. And also we're taking your comments, questions, and your personal fishing reports to share with our listeners on our text board, which is 504-260-1870. And let's catch you up on what's there now. We got this one. Says, Don, the pogey boats already have GPS tracking on them. All commercial fishing vessels are required to have AIS, which is Automatic Identification System. Anyone with an iPhone can track their current positions. Agreeing to only gaining another quarter mile to the current buffer zone is a bad deal and a clear indication where the state's interest truly is. And in parentheses, not with the recreational fishing community. Meanwhile, last week, the entire Texas coast adopted a new speckled trout, a new speckled trout regulation for their speckled trout population, which is a 3-fish limit is all you get. And the fishing community was thrilled about the decision. Have a good morning. Thank you. I believe they had 3 fish in some areas, and if they've extended across the whole coast, that would be an update. The fishermen I talked to that fish Texas were actually happy with it. They said they're catching much bigger fish now, even though the limit has been reduced to 3. All right, here's Tony says, I fish the east side of the Mississippi River. Is there a map that will show the boundary? Is it a half mile off the Chandelier Island? It is a half mile from the double rig line. There is a map, and it's available on the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. I'll send you a link, Tony, after the show, and you can check it out, and if you can't find it on the web yourself. All right, that's about all we have right now. If you want to get a text in, it's 504-260-1870. I want to remind you about the Sportsman's Package raffle that's going on at Double D Meat Company in Bogalusa. They used to have a big buck contest. They changed it now to where everyone who submits any animal of any size, white-tailed deer, feral hog, exotic, whatever you bring them, it will entitle you to a raffle ticket to win a 308 Browning X-Bolt white gold medallion. I held this in my hand. What a sweet gun. It's got a Leupold scope and a leather case, and the winner will be drawn April 1st. So if you've got some game in the freezer, you've been wanting to get it processed, bring it on up to Double D and be sure to remind them to give you one of those tickets. And if you want to find out more information, check out their Facebook page. That's Double D Meat Company in Bogalusa. All right, we're going to be talking to Captain Mike Gallo, getting his report. I had several people wanting to know about that speckled trout regulation. What we're under now is a 13 to 20 inch slot, meaning you can keep fish within 13 to 20 inches. You can keep up to 15 per person per day. Now, they do allow two of your 15 to be over the 20 inches, and that is not per boat, that's per person. And also part of that regulation was if you're fishing with a charter guide, they cannot keep their limit of spotted sea trout while they're on a for-hire trip. But they can participate in the fishing, such as trying to find a pattern, showing people demonstration how to catch the fish, how to rig up, those type of things. So that's it on the speckled trout. We're still waiting on a final adopting of new redfish regulations. Have not seen that yet. All right, we got a break coming up, and on the back side of it, you're going to hear from Captain Mike Gallo. Angling Adventures of Louisiana, fishes like Pontchartrain, like Bourne, like Catherine, MRGO, Rigolets, The Wall, North Biloxi Marsh. He travels to find the fish, and he'll take you with him if you'd like. We'll be back to chat with him right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And in just a second, we're going to find out from Captain Mike Gallo what he's doing on a dark, drizzly, dreary Saturday morning with a northern frontal wind system fixing to blow through. But first, I want to tell you about CETO. They present his presentations of his reports. And I want to remind you, if you become a member for $199 for a year, you get free boating, towing, fuel delivery, jump starts, and it's service on every boat you own, rent, or even borrow. Can you imagine that? You borrow a boat, and it'll be covered if you're a CETO member. You can get signed up today by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545. Or simply go online and sign up at CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, what are you going to be doing on this dreary-looking Saturday morning with one of those almost a blue norther front approaching?
Well, Don, actually, I'm going to make my way down to the boat show and talk a little fishing and boating.
Oh, what time will you be there?
I'll probably get there around 10, maybe 10:30.
We'll invite everybody to see you. It's a good day for doing that. Did you get to fish during those good days we had this week?
I actually fished on Wednesday. Had a sort of a unique trip. Met a gentleman from West Virginia that has a quest to catch a fish in every state in the United States. And he was passing through. He fished in Mississippi on Tuesday, and we fished on Wednesday. Had a fair day. He wasn't interested in keeping any fish. I would say we probably caught, 18 or 20, maybe 22 fish, all speckled trout. We caught them on plastics with a drop shot.
Very good. What size were they?
We had fish anywhere from, 10 inches to maybe 15 inches.
Yeah, typical wintertime fish. Bite real slow?
The bite wasn't too bad. Water temperatures were in the mid-50s, say 56 to 58 by the end of the day. We didn't leave till about 7:30. We fished down in the wall area, fished those deep ledges in the Mr. Go, and it was pretty productive. I was pleased, with such a – he didn't have a high expectation. He wanted to catch one fish, and I said, well, I'm certain we could do that. I don't think we could sink the boat in fish, but I'm sure we could, get what you want to get. And he had a friend of his that was a professional bass fisherman that was on his way back from a tournament in Texas. And they kind of met up at the lodge there in Slidell, and we loaded up and headed on out. Had a fun trip.
How does he document all those trips?
He took some pictures of the fish that he caught, and I think he told me he's been to 38 states to this point.
Wow.
So he's got a few more to go. He's already questioning, does he really want to go as far as Alaska to catch one fish and Hawaii to catch one fish? But, I'm sure when he gets close to the end of the road, he'll just make it happen.
I think that would be the two I'd start with. I've been to Alaska 17 times, and I would tell him, man, do not miss out on Alaska. If you don't make them all, make sure you make at least that one. That's a pretty interesting trip. And then he had a professional bass fisherman with him, too. Y'all must have had some pretty interesting conversations on the boat that morning.
Yeah, a lot of good conversation. He was sponsoring a nonprofit that this bass fisherman was involved in, and they got to be good friends over the years. And the bass fisherman, whenever they're in somewhat close proximity to one another, he'll accompany him on his trips to, catch his one fish in each state.
How do the bass fishermen you take do when you bring them out saltwater fishing?
Oh, they do really well, Don. My story is kind of similar. I started saltwater fishing when I was a child, and my parents divorced in the late 70s, and my mother moved us to Picayune, Mississippi, and I had the fishing bug. I just had to convert and learn how to bass fish. So I guess I have the bass fishing lingo. I can tell a customer, fish this like a pig and jig, and if he's a bass fisherman, he knows the technique I want him to use regardless of what's on the end of his line. So it's actually helped me out in being able to communicate with bass fishermen or other fishermen on how to present the lures that we fish with so that they can be successful in our waters.
Yeah, and you know that most of them are very accurate casters, so that gives them a little bit of an edge. About the only criticism I could have of a bass fisherman first time or very seldom saltwater fishing is they want to set that hook way too fast sometimes. Sometimes you got to let that fish take it before you set it in saltwater.
That's true. That is true, especially when you're fishing live bait. Let them have it a little bit.
Well, Mike, it sounds like you're busy despite the fact that the weather's inclement. I know you'll be fishing during the middle of the week. We'll be looking to get some of those reports next week. In the meantime, how's things booking up? Is on your calendar? If you got some open dates, how would people get in touch with you to maybe come stay at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then go do some of that good saltwater fishing you got around you?
Yeah, I was listening to Daryl Carpenter a little bit earlier, and I certainly believe what he said. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of early spring, and that'll kick things off. I got dates available in, all the really good times, May, April. I've got trips available in March. So So, yep, we got captains to take you. We got lodging to house you. And we're certainly willing to put a smile on your face and slime in your ice chest if you're ready to go.
All right. I'm glad I got my date with you booked already.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Mike. Hope everybody stops by the show and tells you hello. We'll talk with you next week, my friend.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. You can find him at aaofla.com. Or if you're familiar with my website, you'll see a picture of him. Just click that on. It'll take you there. Or give him a call. You can always reach him at 985-781-7811. All right. Coming back after this, I got a text in from my friend the Lafayette Yacker. He says the rain and the wind has stopped. Oh, the rain has stopped, but the wind's picking up. Looks like the front's coming through in Acadiana. He can't wait for Captain Raccoon Feet report. Did he come out of hibernation yet? He's talking about one Captain Eric Mohabarak, and we do have him out of hibernation. He's next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by Massey's. All three locations, New Orleans and also Baton Rouge and also in Covington. And one of our reporters is Captain Eric Mohabarak, who goes by as many names as I've ever heard assigned to a charter captain. Eric, how do you get so many names? They call you Captain Raccoon Feet. We know why. Captain Quint, you're the lookalike of Captain Quint from the movie Jaws. I've heard you called Dirty. I don't want to get into that. I've heard you called, is it Fat Boy or something like
that? Yeah, Fat Boy.
How many names do you have?
I don't know. They just keep coming up somehow or another, Don. I can't come up with I have no idea.
I guess that's a sign of that must be a sign of affection. People love you, and they give you a special
name. Yeah, I hope so.
Tell me what's been going on at Massey's. Have you made it around there lately?
I haven't been around there lately because I've been sick. But they do have, I know for a fact, they do have two demo Hobies on sale right now that they're going to give a good price on. And that's a good price on them. I think it's Outback, and I know one of them's a 360. So if you were interested in a Hobie, I'd get over there and check that out. And they may have a compass also, now that I think about it. But, and they got some other stuff going on, clothing and stuff like that. It's always good to stop and see what they got on sale and see what's happening. And, the rain gear and stuff like that, you can't beat it because they sell some of the top products of rain gear.
They got everything they've got has got the paddler in mind, plus a lot of the really heavy stuff for people that like to go out west and go skiing, and there's not many places around here that sell appropriate clothing for that, and Massey's is one of them. Well, we got the boats on the bayou coming up about the third week in March. I think it's part of that City Park Rodeo in New Orleans. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's part of the Big Bass Rodeo, which is the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the United States. It's March 23rd, and that is going to take place, the boat part of it is going to take place at Bayou St. John at 7 a.m. Just pick a spot along Bayou St. John. They'll have some details on where you can't launch at. They kind of bring it down to about 2 miles or something like that. Entry fee this year is going to be $35. I do know that first place for the big bass, for the boats on the bayou, this isn't part of the bass fishing tournament, part of the City Park tournament. This is separate from the City Park tournament. It is part, I don't know what I'm saying, but it's $500 there for the heaviest bass caught out of Bayou St. John out of a kayak. And then I believe third is third would be 200 or 150. I can't recall offhand on that. But quite a few fish are caught. And last year, our friend Luke Beshlin, the frog lawyer, he ended up getting a 6.5-pound bass out of Bayou St. John, which is an impressive fish.
That's fish coming out of there, no doubt about it. I wonder if catch and release from somewhere else that was brought in. Generally, the homegrown bass in that area don't get that big.
Yeah, I don't know, Don. I mean, they caught a six out of there, a couple, 2 years ago, before COVID, they caught a six. I know that. So there's some bigger fish in there. It's just people have to fish them.
Right. Well, that's going to be March 23rd Entry fees $35 to get in on the boats on the bayou. And Danica Williams kind of heads all that up now, and she's got some more information. We'll be giving more information on it. As far as going out and fishing, you know, you haven't been able to do it. Have you gotten any secondhand reports?
Secondhand.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by Massey's, all three locations, New Orleans and also Baton Rouge and also in Covington. And one of our reporters is Captain Eric Muhabarak, who goes by as many names as I've ever heard assigned to a charter captain. Eric, how do you get so many names? They call you Captain Raccoon Feet. We know why. Captain Quint, you're the lookalike of Captain Quint from the movie Jaws. I've heard you called Dirty. I don't want to get into that. I've heard you called, is it Fat Boy or something like
that? Yeah, Fat Boy.
How many names do you have?
I don't know. They just keep coming up somehow or another, Don. I can't come up with I have no idea.
I guess that's a sign of that must be a sign of affection. People love you, and they give you a special name.
Yeah, I hope so.
Tell me what's been going on at Massey's. Have you made it around there lately?
I haven't been around there lately because I've been sick. But they do have, I know for a fact, they do have two demo Hobies on sale right now that they're going to give a good price on. And that's a good price on them. I think it's Outback, and I know one of them's a 360. So if you were interested in a Hobie, I'd get over there and check that out. And they may have a compass also, now that I think about it. But, and they got some other stuff going on, you know, clothing and stuff like that. It's always good to stop and see what they got on sale and see what's happening. And, you know, the rain gear and stuff like that, you can't beat it because they sell some of the top products of rain gear.
They got everything they've got has got the paddler in mind, plus a lot of the really heavy stuff for people that like to go out west and go skiing, and there's not many places around here that sell appropriate clothing for that, and Massey's is one of them. Well, we got the boats on the bayou coming up about the third week in March. I think it's part of that City Park Rodeo in New Orleans. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's part of the Big Bass Rodeo, which is the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the United States. It's March 23rd, and that is going to take place, the boat part of it is going to take place at Bayou St. John at 7 a.m. Just pick a spot along Bayou St. John. They'll have some details on where you can't launch at. They kind of bring it down to about 2 miles or something like that. Entry fee this year is going to be $35. I do know that first place for the big bass, for the boats on the bayou, this isn't part of the bass fishing tournament, part of the City Park tournament. This is separate from the City Park tournament. It is part, I don't know what I'm saying, but it's $500, though, for the heaviest bass caught out of Bayou St. John out of a kayak. And then I believe third is third would be 200 or 150. I can't recall offhand on that. But quite a few fish are caught. And last year, our friend Luke Beshlin, the frog lawyer, he ended up getting a 6.5-pound bass out of Bayou St. John, which is an impressive fish.
That's fish coming out of there, no doubt about it. I wonder if that was a catch and release from somewhere else that was brought in. Generally, the homegrown bass in that area don't get that big.
Yeah, I don't know, Don. I mean, they caught a six out of there, you know, a couple 2 years ago before COVID. They caught a six. I know that. So there's some bigger fish in there. It's just people have to fish them.
Right. Well, that's going to be March 23rd. Entry fees $35 to get in on the boats on the bayou. And Danica Williams kind of heads all that up now, and she's got some more information. We'll be giving more information on it. As far as going out and fishing, you know, you haven't been able to do it. Have you gotten any secondhand reports?
Secondhand report is I got was from Delacroix, catching some reds and some bass up in a marsh using your common lures, you know, the beetle spins or the spoons and stuff like that. I also did hear from Leeville area some fish were being caught. Some trout and stuff like that, you know, working stuff on the bottom slow. But other than that, the only other thing I have is that they are catching some bigger bull drum
off the pier in Grand Isle and along that pass there, also around the bridges. And of course, you're going to catch a bull red while you're doing that, but yeah. That's something easy people can do, you know, with a crab and get a piece of crab and throw it on the bottle or cut mullet, something mm-hmm. like that, and they'll get them.
All right. Well, hopefully you're feeling better and you can get out there next time and get some of those firsthand reports. And are you booking trips now for the springtime?
Yeah, booking trips. Yep, definitely. Just give me a ring. Look on Facebook at my Facebook page or Instagram, or just give me a call, 504-313-8292.
That's the Louisiana Kayak Company. How many people can you supply with kayaks?
I can supply up to six, you know, but the ideal number is I like to take three. You know, three. When I get over three, I take an extra person with me who's familiar with the area, and he's also, you know, a guide. I'd say that extra guide to help me out.
And what models do you use?
Of course, we use the Hobies, the best that are made.
I knew you were going to say that. All right, Captain Quint Raccoon Feet 30, Fat Boy. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourself.
All right, Don, have a good one, man. Take it easy.
All right. That is actually Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. Facebook's the easiest way to find him. All right, coming back after this, you know what time it is. Had a couple of guys came over here to Louisiana from Texas, got in a little bit of a bind. We'll tell you their story of our bad boys of the outdoors next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting to our text messages, Chris and Teresa, two of our regular listeners from Denham Springs. They love to fish those white perch and socalet. They said they've been hearing about a change in limits on socalet / crappie at Toledo Bend from 25 to maybe 10 or 15. It's still 25. But there's talk about changing limits. They're doing an assessment now in a lot of places in the state on that fish, and also trying to study the impact that live scopes have on that. There may be a change coming, but for now, still 25 is best information I can tell you. All right, we also have this one coming in. It says, no fishing today, going to hunt for a suit for a wedding of a special friend's daughter, but going down to the Marsh Luquette Dulac camp next weekend. Good luck when you go. Probably have better weather. P Money's checking in. Possum got that big buck she was after. Thank God. And the boys and he finished the duck season very strong. High water's finally getting here, and that cold snap really changed things. Time to start scouting for turkeys. Amen to that. All right, here's a question. Is there an archive where I can find previous Fish and Game radio broadcasts and listen to them? Yes, there is, but it takes a little bit of research. I will text you the link to where you can find all of our previous shows. And if I don't get to your text, I'll try to reply to all of the ones we get sometime after the show. All right, here's a question. Does the 1/2 mile apply to mothership and smaller vessels? Very disappointed in the compromise. Sounds like another Louisiana deal. Well, the way that pogey fishing works is the ship has to be right there with the vessels. They encircle the net, and then they draw the net in, and the fish are taken out of the net directly onto the boat. So the whole operation operates together. The only thing separate is when they put a plane up to spot the pogey schools, then the mothership and the vessel. So they would normally be exactly right there together. As far as disappointed, like a lot of people are saying, we don't know what went on between those closed doors, but I'm sure Charlie Kaplinger and David Cresson of CCA did what they thought was best and kind of took what you could get. I know there was a lot of fear because it's a very influential industry. They've got a lot of money. They give donations to a lot of the politicians, and I'm sure hopefully they made the right decision, and we came away with at least half of what we tried to get on the full regulation. All right. Don from New Orleans, where would the closest place be to catch crappie? On a consistent basis, I would tell you around Pearl River, North Shore Rivers is good. If you're going to the west, around Morgan City, Lake Verrett, some of those areas there. Here's someone going to the bank to get a loan to buy a sack of crawfish. I'm nuts. You know, had a friend of mine say they wanted to get a few crawfish to nibble on during the Super Bowl. Stopped at a favorite grocery store, saw a little 10-pound pack. Guess what the price was? $99.99 for 10 pounds of boiled crawfish. incredible. Time to get the nets out. All right, we'll be back with a few more texts, but right now we got to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Tom Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Senior Agent Chelsea Moudry and Corporal Michael Treadaway were on patrol in the Sabine National Wildlife Refuge when they observed two Texas men with five ducks laid across the bow of their boat. The agent stopped the boat for a compliance check, found the men to be in possession of seven pintails, of which five were intentionally hidden in the boat. The daily limit for pintails is one pintail per licensed hunter, which put them five over the daily bag. The agent seized all seven pintails, donated them to a local charity, who I'm sure was happy to get them. And so for their otherwise successful Louisiana duck hunt, it ends up, if convicted, making unintentional contributions to the state, also known as criminal fines, for intentional concealment of wildlife and over their limit of pintails in the amount of $1,900 and a possible but very unlikely 120 days in jail, and throw in another $133 civil restitution for the replacement value of the pintails. Are 44-year-old Brandon Click of Orange, Texas, and 45-year-old Philip Hatton of Counts, Texas, are bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, you got to keep count on all of those different species, and the fact that they hid them under the bow kind of tells you they knew. All right, back to the text board. Let's see, we got John Terrabone. He's with the Convent Hunting Club. He checks in with rabbit reports for us. He said they got a late season report. Most of the cover's gone. The Mississippi River's coming up and getting higher. They've been having some good rain to fill the rabbit holes up. It's been a season to remember, and they got two more weekends left to add to the totals. Weather was clear when he left Ascension Parish, but they have rain still lingering in St. James Parish. Good luck to everyone out there braving this strong north wind. All right, here's one. Says, did you hear about the sculptor who started putting large, enormous statues underwater off the coast that now prevent ships from netting enormous amounts of fish? Don't remember what coast it was off of. No, I have not heard of that. If you got any more information on it, send it. Here's Son of a Wego Rat's got a question about coyote killing. Is it legal to use leg hole? And if so, a year-round thing, big packs howling nightly. It is legal if you have a trapper's license during trapping season, but leg hole traps are not very efficient for catching coyotes. Coyotes are like the wily coyote. They really are, and it takes some special type traps to catch coyotes. And I know what you mean, howling nightly. I got a pack often lights up right behind my back fence and will wake me up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes it's kind of nice to hear it. All right, we'll be back right after this and talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Find out what's going on DTR. That means down the river, the Mississippi. After this, pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And if you're wondering why we call him the Plastic Man, it's because of what he puts on the end of his hook. He joins us now. Captain Ryan Lambert, where are you in the world this morning?
I'm in Buras, buddy.
Well, where you should be.
Yeah, I got 34 people here, so we got 11 boats running, so we're busy.
Wow, y'all going out in this messy stuff this morning?
Yeah, it's still nice. It's dead calm and just a light mist in the air, so we're going to try to get it out there before it comes in. It ought to come in here about 10:30 or so. So by then, they ought to have their limit. You know, everybody limited yesterday except for one out of 11, so that's not bad.
Yeah, well, you know, y'all are the last ones to get the front system moving through because we often forget how far down in the Gulf the Louisiana-Mississippi Delta extends.
And yeah, we're far east, too.
Yeah, and so you got time, and with the tide running like it is today, I think y'all will get a good morning trip in.
Yeah, the boys really did good yesterday. I think Luke had a limit, though, trout. And the rest of them limited on red, so yeah, it was good.
Yes, it is. Well, of course, they've probably been fishing on that east side, but is that going to be the trick today? Or
yeah, they're all going to go east because the wind's not blowing yet. Everybody will go east today because they hammered them. They just got on a few good spots, and they took turns on them, and, you know, they all worked together really well. So made a lot of happy people. That's what it's all about.
You know, every time I come down to your place, I enjoy driving past the row of trucks parked there and looking at the license plate. You got people from all over. Where's your crew from today?
all over. the Texas plumbing company, and they got guys from here and there. You know, they're pretty big. So we get them from all over the world. You know, most of the time it's Southeastern Conference, and then this time of year we get a lot from North Dakota and South Dakota and the cold places. But you know, they come from all over the world. We're very, very blessed.
Alabama's one of your big drawn states, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida. We get tons of people. You know, it's so odd that we get so many people from Florida with all the fishing they have there, but they want those big bull reds. You know, our fish are so healthy. And, you know, I can look on TV and I can see if they fish somewhere else besides here when they pick up a red. They look like they're made with styrofoam, you know. They look unhealthy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
These big, round stud fish, you know, you can tell right away. And that's what people want. They want to come catch them monsters.
You know, is it finally, the secret finally out? You know, growing up as a kid, we remember, you know, when you think of fishing, everybody thinks Florida. Florida's the place. That's where all the fish. Not true. Hadn't been for decades now. Louisiana's where the fish are. Is that finally changed? And when people across the country think about going south and going fishing, do they think of Florida still or Louisiana?
Florida's got the fishermen. We got the fish. So I'd rather have the fish than the fishermen, because there are so many boats in Florida, you got to get a number. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's amazing how many boats they have there. You know, I go fish there, too. You know, they got snook and they got different fish than us, but all my Florida buddies, they look forward to coming here and get these monster mangroves and these big reds and the snappers and the giant triple tails, you know, the things that they don't really have. You know, they got fish, but we got, like I said, our fish are so healthy because the nutrients in the river that makes all the bait that's here, our water's alive with fish and shrimp and it's just always moving. You go to other places, you don't see that.
Yeah.
So we're truly blessed. I mean, with between the waterfowl and the fishing, it's a good place to be. I don't think, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, said they're going to move up north as soon as they retire. I said, I don't think I could leave. Yeah. I really don't, you know.
You know, if we had the infrastructure and the beautiful beaches and hotels and marinas and access, easy access like they did in Florida and our fish, boy, it would be incredible. But I guess we can thank our limited access and infrastructure because of the nature of our coast to the reason why we don't have all the pressure that Florida gets.
Well, the only thing we don't have is the beaches and the hotels on the beaches. You know, our access could be a lot better. You know, I don't know the reason we don't have beautiful launches, like just like in Toledo Bend. You go up there and they got this beautiful vibe back down, so beautiful.
Big parking lots. There, you know? Yeah.
I mean, you just don't have it here. You know, it's incredible, but things will change. Sooner or later, they'll change.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with the world.
Well, you know, you got to fight for that Pittman Robertson money. That's where a lot of that comes from, you know.
And, well, I'm on it, buddy. I got to go to Baton Rouge twice this week, actually, so I'll be up there fighting for everything that I should have, but the things we need to have and to make us catch up with the rest of the world. So,
no word on a new commissioner yet, huh? That final slot.
Not to my knowledge. You know, I'm going to go to the Wildlife Commission meeting, and I'm going to go to CPRA meeting this week and do my thing. You know, try to fight for what we need.
Well, maybe your phone will ring with some good news. We hope so.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it done.
All right. You guys have fun, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, my buddy. Sounds great.
Hey, if you want to go check out that woodcock spot, too, if you got some time, let's get together, and maybe we can do that before it gets too late.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make a phone call, see if we go get that done.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. See ya.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, CajunFishingAdventures.com. Check him out. All right, we come back after this. Have you ever heard of Tuscan Troops, a benefit, a wild hog tournament, a la bass tournament? They have official weigh-ins. Derek Poore, he's the director. He's going to tell us all about it. If you want to participate or spectate, He's got the info for you. He's next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. The 5th annual Troops and Tusks Hog Tournament will be taking place next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th with an award ceremony on Sunday the 25th at Don's Boat Landing in Erath, Louisiana. And joining us to talk about it and give you all the information you need is the tournament director, Derek Poor. Derek, thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Great. If someone wants to participate in this, you got two divisions. Tell us about them.
Yes, sir. We have two divisions. One is airboat and dogs. The other division is stand or night vision hunting. Each team gets a veteran tasked from me. It's $50 per person. They take the vet out hunting for those 3 days. They bring us the hogs gutted. We skin them and weigh them and skin them, and then we donate them to local food kitchens.
So the hogs are hunted and brought in each of those days?
They can come in, hold their picks from Thursday. They can bring them in Friday and Saturday. The cutoff is midnight of Saturday.
And what are the entry fees? Where do they go? Who is the beneficiary of this?
Well, today is actually the captain's meeting and the cutoff for registration. We've got a luncheon going on. We've been up all night smoking some Boston butts, so we'll be serving the teams up today, going over rules and regulations, and then from there we'll be tasking the vets out to them.
Great, great. And tell me what goes on at that award ceremony on Sunday.
On Sunday, we start around 8. We have local vendors from around the area setting up booths. DJ Kent Saunier is going to be playing music for us the first part of the day. We will then have a luncheon around 12 o'clock where we'll be doing the awards, we'll be doing the auction, giving shout out to our veterans, to our teams. We also have Swampland Revival going to be playing for us as well on Sunday.
Wow, that's great. What time does all that get started if someone wants to come out there? Maybe they're not participating, but they want to witness what goes on and enjoy some music and good food and maybe win something on your raffles and auction.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to be starting around 8 o'clock in the morning. We do ask that people who are coming from the outside in, it's one canned good or one dry good per person or child. We take those items and we actually donate those to the food kitchens as well. We open it up for anybody to come by, take pictures with the hogs, come see what we're about. Patriotism, camaraderism, and fellowship where we're at, and selfless service to our community again.
Well, our Bayou Wild team filmed with Witt and West Weeks, a couple of LSU players. They went out on one of your hog trips with some of your airboat teams, and I think they bagged 35 hogs, and they haven't quit talking about it. That'll be on a future Tigers in the Wild TV show. What happens to all those hogs that are brought in?
All those hogs that come in, we gut them, we skin them, we put them on ice and water. We donate to local non-government funded food kitchens. Each veteran gets to take two vets home. And then we also open it up to families to come in and bring a cooler, take a couple of hogs home, put them in your freezer. The rest of what's left over gets donated to Hunters for the Hungry, where they get it processed and they distribute it around the rest of the state.
What a great event. You're helping veterans. You're helping eliminate the feral hog, which is an epidemic stage in Louisiana and many other states. And you're providing for some really good entertainment. I got to tell you, I've done it. Hunting hogs from an airboat with dogs is incredible if you've never seen it.
Yes, sir. It's absolutely a blast.
All right, so it's the last day today to sign up. If somebody's listening and they're hearing about it and says, man, that sounds like something I want to do, where should they show up and what should they bring?
We're going to be at the VFW in Abbeville, Louisiana. That's right behind the National Guard unit off of Highway 14. We're going to start. We'll be having the luncheon, but if they give me a call and they say, hey, I may not be there at 12, but I can be there this evening, they can get into contact with me. Just need how many team members? $50 per person, unless they're a veteran. Veterans don't pay at all. And we'll get them signed up and get them in the tournament.
All right, that's at Troops and Tusks. They can find you on Facebook. Give us that telephone number, Derek.
Phone number is 337-353-0047. We have a website, troopsandtusks.com, and we also have a Facebook page of Troops, the little and symbol, Tusks. give us a like, give us a follow, and you can shout out to us from there.
You're doing a great thing, Derek. We really appreciate it, the effort, and thanks for coming on with us and putting this on to help the veterans, help the hog problem, and provide some good entertainment and fun for a lot of folks. We appreciate it.
It's all the good Lord, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. All right, that's Derek Poore, Troops and Tusks. You might want to just go as a spectator. It's going to be over there at Don's Boat Landing and starts early next Sunday morning, all the festivities. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I got the Baldwin County teacher saying it's raining and chilly in South Alabama. Anybody going out, be safe. And this has got to be a longtime listener. It says, I frequently wonder how far you would be if you followed your dream of a singing career. I'm going to let that sink in, and I'll tell you what, I promise next week I'll explain that to the listeners, what that person is talking about. Old Man Sam's headed to Castor Creek Swamp, going to catch a couple sacks of those high-dollar crawfish. Go get them. All right, that's all for us. Thanks to Cullen Steele, our producer back at the mothership, for doing a perfect job. We appreciate it. We appreciate you joining us. Hope you'll be back again next week for another episode of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.